Thank you for calling Provider Support Services. This line is for Medicaid providers only. If you are a Medicaid recipient, patient, cardholder, or a family member, press 1. If you are in a typical provider providing services such as home health, adult foster care, non-emergent transportation, or others, press 2. For assistance with Medicaid claims, press 3. For questions related to provider enrollment, including new enrollment application assistance or modification requests, press 4. For questions related to all other issues, press 5. To repeat these options, press star. We did not get the information you entered. If you are a Medicaid recipient, patient, cardholder, or a family member, press 1. Please be advised the number you have dialed is for medical providers only. You will be transferred to the Atypical Provider Call Center. Next time, save time by calling 1-800-979-4662. That number again is 1-800-979-4662. Thank you for calling Provider Support Services. This line is for atypical providers only.
Home Health Individual Caregivers. EVV is live. We want to remind you that your current service verification method, meaning ESV or PSV, will still need to be used to receive payment. Payments made will continue to be based on the data reported on the ESV or PSV until further notice. For more training resources, visit www.michigan.gov/EVV.
In preparation for the electronic visit verification, MDHHS encourages all providers to verify that their email address is up to date in CHAMPS. Check your email address today by logging into CHAMPS and selecting Manage Provider Information under the Provider tab.
If you need help with the State of Michigan My Login, CHAMPS, Electronic Service Verifications, or the Home Health Registry, press 1. If you are a person caring for another person and you want to check on the status of your check, press 2. If you are an adult foster care provider, press 3. If you are a provider and need your W-2 sent again, press 4. To repeat these options, remember, the adult services worker must authorize any new clients added to your adult foster care home. Please have your AFC provider ID number ready so we can serve you faster. Are you calling to check on a previous request? If so, please have your ticket or SR number ready. Please hold while we transfer you to a representative. We may monitor or record this call for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling Provider Support.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, caller, are you there?
Fine. This is Amy. I'm calling from Provider's office.
Oh, okay. I believe you've reached non-medical provider support in error. I'd be happy to get you to the correct department. Let me give you the correct phone number before I do that in case we get disconnected.
Yeah.
It is 800.
Yeah.
292-2550.
Okay.
And you would want option 3. And I am going to transfer you now. One moment, please. I'm sorry, one moment, please.
Thank you for calling Provider Support. My name is Talisa. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Amy. I'm calling from Provider's office.
Thank you for calling Provider Support. My name is Talisa. How may I help you?
Claims.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
There you go. Thanks for calling Provider Support. My name is Talisa. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Amy. I'm calling from Provider's office regarding the claims.
Alrighty, well, I could definitely assist you with a claim here to best assist you as well as ensure HIPAA compliance. I just need to verify some information with you first.
Yeah.
May I please have your first and last name?
Amy, and last name initial is Diaz and Delta.
Thank you. And may I please have a good callback number for you in case we need to reach you?
Yeah. It's 718-304-7355.
Thank you. And is this a direct line or is there an extension included?
Extension 8536.
Thank you. And may I please have your current email address?
No, we don't have access to email.
Thank you. And may I please have your billing provider's MPI number?
Yeah. 143-747-8716.
And may I have you verify the name associated with this MPI?
Compressive Pain Solution.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that MPI just to make sure I have it correct?
Yeah, 143-747-8716. And the name, facility name is Prism Pain Specialist Comprehensive Pain Solution.
Thank you. Can I have you verify the tax ID number as well?
Yeah. Tax ID is 270-199-411.
Thank you. Just one moment as I verify this information really quick.
Yeah.
Well, Champs is indicating to me that you are not an authorized user for this MPI, and I'm unable to assist you regarding the claim status. So what that means is your name specifically does not populate as being an authorized user that has a MyLogin account created in your name to go over the PHI. So what I can do is I can assist you with creating your own MyLogin user ID and password, and you would just need to reach out to your domain administrator on how to gain access to that MPI.
Can I have the call reference number and your name?
Yes, ma'am, but is there any other questions that I can answer before I give you that information? Alrighty.
No.
Well, I do first want to thank you for calling Provider Support. My name is Talisa, spelled T is in Tango, R-A-L-I, S is in Sierra, A. Last initial is B is in Bravo. Your call reference number is 1-249-433-138. Again, 1-249-433-138. And there is an automated survey following our call to confirm that you are satisfied with our service. Please hold for one moment as I transfer you, but you have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
Bye.
Did we answer your questions today? If yes, press 1. If we answer some,